Hello everyone, this is Adam from Zelda Working Title Podcast. I hope you are all doing well. I would like to take this time and inform you that this podcast contains some suggestive material and situations. Suggestive material includes moments in which we use words such as Please be aware that such moments may be present in this podcast. Thusly, listener discretion is advised. And with that, ladies and gentlemen, have a fantastic day and enjoy the podcast.
About community, and they said Elizabeth Shue is hot. And I went, what the hell? She wasn't in that.
No,
man.
No,
I think you confused her for
Britta.
Yeah.
Yeah. Like
water. I was thinking when I was watching this,
Britta is a water filter.
Well, I don't think
you could confuse them.
They made that joke today.
Yeah. Well, damn.
Can we start?
Yeah.
Hello, everybody. Welcome back to Zelda Working Title Podcast. You are listening in your ears to episode 13. Here with us today, we've got Nick.
Hello.
And Matt.
Hi.
And Alex.
Crack, baby.
And Jack. And we have no idea where Laura is. Laura, if you're listening to us, call one of us.
Come back to the internet.
We're worried about you.
I left you a really long message on your phone.
We're worried about you.
There's been so many lolcats since you've been gone. I don't know what you're doing, but you have to catch up.
Since you've been gone. Something 21st greatest song ever recorded.
Pitchfork.
Yep.
If you thought Pitchfork was a bunch of hipsters, well, guess again. They totally redeemed themselves with Since You've Been Gone.
Are you kidding? That's like the most hipster choice. That and a bunch of mainstream
rap. It's because it's reverse hipster. It's like, yeah, we're so cool. We like shitty music.
Yeah, but that's the hipster attitude.
It's rebellion.
Exactly.
I mean, that's why it's hip.
That's why they all love Paris Hilton's album.
Mm-hmm.
Wait, so they're
anyway,
the crap?
No, that's the thing, is they like it because it's ironic.
So it's so ironic to like crap that they do like crap.
It's like, I like Fleet Foxes and Vampire Weekend and Paris Hilton. That's how cool I am.
Oh, well, hold on. We didn't introduce Alex and Jack. You're here, too.
I said them.
Did you already say them?
Yeah.
I did.
I missed that.
I didn't introduce myself. Hi, everybody. I'm Adam.
Sorry, I zoned out. I was thinking about...
You're thinking about lolcats and...
Right now, I'm pizoning out right now.
Oh,
I got
delicious.
A mouthful of the good stuff.
Shin.
Guys, if you guys don't know what a pizone is, just go down to your local go down to the hut. Get on your cool sunglasses, ride on your
spark
skateboard.
Spark a spliff.
Yeah, spark a spliff. Get down to the hut, order pizone. If you've ever had a calzone, well, pizone is the exact same food, just with a cooler name, with an apostrophe.
No, see, a calzone is different from a pizone, because what a pizone is a pizza folded in half.
That's exactly what a calzone is.
No, a calzone is a pizza folded in half with different cheese.
No, a calzone...
Look it up.
Calzone
Look
is
up.
The exact same thing as a pizone. Except a pizzone is supposed to be bigger. Although
well, the pizzone also is mostly just cheese because you dip it in the marinara sauce.
No.
Have you guys had pizzone?
Guys, I'm a pizzone expert.
Matt.
I'm a pizzone expert. I go down to the hut every day.
Matt goes to pizzoetry readings.
I read my pizzoetry.
He's a beat pizzoetry. Pizzoet.
And, you know, that's all
I do. A pizzoet? Is that what you said?
A beat. Pizzoet. There we go.
Oh, I get it.
And you know, when pizzones are just calzones, except they're supposed to be bigger, although there is no regulation size for a calzone, so I don't know how it's like... Oh, this
yeah, I've had some pretty big calzones
before. This is a crookie, it's just a cookie, except it's bigger. It's like, well, what's the specific size for a cookie? I don't know. I've had some pretty big cookies in my day.
Yeah, I've had some pretty small
ones. The mall has pizza-sized cookies. When are we going to get cookie pizzones?
Ooh.
And you dip it
into chocolate. We should pitch that to Pizza Hut.
Or to Gamer Grub.
I'm sorry, the Hut.
You guys know about this, that they changed their name to the Hut.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, no, they're still Pizza Hut, but they don't have Pizza Hut anywhere.
They don't sell pizza anymore.
Well, on their coupons and their commercials, it still says Pizza Hut. Well, they still say Pizza Hut, but all their graphics are just the Hut.
Mm-hmm.
Well, it's just because that's a cool place. Like, I've started hanging out a lot more there.
Well, Jack in the Box got super cool because their logo just says Jack, and then they have Wi-Fi at all their locations.
Oh,
they have Wi-Fi?
Cool.
Yeah, you can go to Jack in the Box, order up some curly fries, kick back on the internet, do some expense reports. It's the new coffee
shop.
So
you're saying that there's pornography available at the Jack in the Box for all of our kids?
Head on over, beat one, rub one out, and then eat an ultimate cheeseburger.
Well, it does always make...
Open 24 hours a day,
too. Two tacos, 99 cents, and then you can look
up... Wait, two tacos, 99 cents?
Hold on, Mick, are you talking about tacos? Are you talking about tacos?
I'm just gonna put it out there. Two tacos, 99 cents. It's in the ether. You can think what you want. Now we should probably get on track.
I would have to agree with that.
I don't know.
That.
I like talking about fast food.
Okay.
Yeah, when we were talking about tacos are being good.
Let's see. Yeah, but now we're going to talk about what we've been playing. Jack, why don't you go first? You've played the most.
Warhammer 40K, Dawn of War. Let's see. .hack GU Infection. Persona 4, Dragon Quest 8, and Baten Kaitos.
Which Baten Kaitos? The first or the second?
Well, the first. The second one is named... Actually, I have that right here, too. It's Baten Kaitos Origins.
There was a second one?
Yeah, it's a
prequel. The second one was a prequel.
Yeah.
Oh. I have the first one. I've never really got into it.
It's a very, very beautiful game.
It is. It's got nice graphics.
I literally couldn't get into it. The packaging was too much for me, so I just sold it.
It was so extreme!
Too much plastic! All right, Nick, what have you been playing?
I've been playing this little indie game called... It's based on this band that not many people know. They're the super indie band from England, and it's called The Beatles Rock Band. And I wouldn't be surprised.
What is that game? Yeah, I haven't heard of it.
Yeah, I'm not surprised. It's this game. It's like all the other Rock Band games, but
if
they weeded out all the really, really terrible music and then replaced it all with some of the best music ever and really cool graphics, you got yourself a great game.
That's funny you said that, Nick.
So wait.
Hold on, Nick.
I haven't heard of the Beatles. Like how
hold on. I was going to make a reference to what Nick said. I was going to say I like to weed out and listen to that music because that game's got some crazy graphics, you know? Puff puff.
Working Title Podcast does not endorse drug use.
But it does endorse making music better. So smoke up, kids.
Well, I mean, if that's how you want to enjoy music, then why not?
Like, then you probably shouldn't be listening.
My favorite way to
enjoy
music. If heroin made food taste better, I would do heroin. That's all I'm saying.
Child pornography makes comics better, so I always open up both of them. So I'm always like, oh, what's Superman up to today?
Bow, bow. Oh, yeah.
Anyways.
Okay,
Alex,
anyway. Yeah. No, wait. I still have one more.
All right. Well, hurry up.
All right. Beatles was great. I've been playing Resident Evil 4 Wii, and it's great. I beat it. It's great. There you go.
Okay. Alex.
Yeah. What were we talking about again?
Games.
Oh, yeah. I played a little Metro Prime 2 and nothing else.
Did you beat Metroid Prime 1 already?
Yeah, I beat it on normal and on
how many hours does
whatever.
That game usually take?
It's like 8. You could do it in 8.
Really?
You can do it 8 or
that
9.
When I was in like the 8th grade, it took me forever, and I still didn't beat it.
It's because you were in 8th grade.
Because you're still playing it. You're playing it forever.
Yeah, but I sold it. This game, one day I'll beat it. I've lost two GameCube memory cards. Because I sold one in my GameCube, and then I sold one in my Metroid Prime.
Wow.
Yeah. So one day I'm going to beat that game, and then I'll hug my wife, and then I'll call my son while he's at college and be like, I finally did it.
I did it.
Your son's in college?
I did it.
He will be by the time I beat that game.
So you're saying you're planning to beat it in the future. But
yeah,
what if it turns
out? No,
hold on. Have you ever tested? What if it turns out that you can't have kids? Or what if your wife's barren?
Well, then Nick's going to be a liar, isn't he?
Yeah.
Because I'm just saying you shouldn't
I'll
come up with
this
scenario.
He may have adopted. Yeah, there you go.
No, I don't believe in
to
that.
To be honest.
Oh, okay.
You may not believe
to be honest,
it now,
do you think,
but your future
do you think anybody's,
I don't believe,
do you think
I don't
the government's
going to
let Nick adopt kids?
Oh, okay. Well, the
no.
Maybe not Nick. Maybe his wife.
Maybe his wife.
She'll adopt the kid and then get married to
Nick. I'm just saying, Nick, this isn't probably a more realistic scenario would be in 20 years, Nick would call up the suicide hotline and be like, I'm want to kill myself because I still haven't beat Metroid Prime.
Matt, what the fuck are you talking about?
Well, I'm just...
He doesn't even
know. I don't know. I'm just...
Matt, hey, Matt, I have a suggestion for you.
Nick's life is downhill. It's going downhill.
Matt, why don't you
talk
about
the games you've
been
playing? What?
Why don't you talk about the games you've been playing?
I was playing... Well, here's how it went. I was playing Banjo-Kazooie...
Wait. Do you need some music behind this?
No.
It sounds like you need some music.
If you can find some, if not now, do it in post.
Let's find some really.
I can make the music right now.
No, don't do it now.
With my mouth. With my mouth.
No,
I can do it.
It has to be really dramatic piano music.
Yeah, find some really dramatic piano music while Matt tells the story. Not with your mouth.
Okay. Anyway, so I was playing some a game called Banjo-Kazooie: Nuts and Bolts. It's the latest. Shut up.
You know what? I think I'm going to put the Hulk music with this.
Okay.
Yeah, that's perfect.
Okay, you don't have to do it now.
Unless you guys can play an actual piano with your tongues, shut up.
That'd be a pretty cool
tower. Banjo-Kazooie, latest game in the Banjo-Kazooie franchise. It's Nuts and Bolts. It's a great game. I've had it since it came out, but I never beat it, so I've been getting back into it.
Honestly, it is a very good game.
Yeah, and it's great, and I was having fun with it. Turn off my Xbox.
It's sad that it gets so much hate.
And then I try to turn it back on and get the Red Ring of Death.
Which Red Ring?
What do you mean? It's three. It's the three.
Exactly.
Lights.
The three red lights?
Yeah, it's the Red Ring of Death.
Okay.
And so now I can't play any games.
Congratulations.
You can play Kick the Can.
Yeah.
Or Hopscotch.
You could also play Paperboy.
Yeah, I can play Call...
Was that the sequel to Paperboy?
Oh, yeah, Alex. Why don't you go on like a 30-minute rant about why...
Shut up.
This is bad.
I can play Call India and have Mary tell me that my Xbox, to send it in, it'll cost $140 for...
You're a tool.
Yeah.
A tool.
I'm a tool.
So have you already sent it in once?
I've sent it. This is the third time it's broken.
Really?
Yeah.
Are you serious?
I'm serious.
Oh my god.
Oh my god. So will it cost you money to.
It's past the 3 years.
I've had it more than 3 years.
Oh my god.
He's had it just over 3 years.
That's when it happens. Oh god, that's terrible.
It's terrible. Don't buy a 360 if you don't want it to happen to you.
Well,
elites
don't have this problem.
Alex, do you have a PS3?
No.
Then how do you play good games?
Oh.
I'm trying to save the world, dumbass.
On the PC.
I wish I had more time to play games. If I did, I would have bought a PS3 right. Yeah, I would have bought a PS3.
But you can't pretend like PS3 doesn't have its problems.
No, PS3 has its problems, I think.
Yeah, with not having any good games. And that's why I have a 360.
All the systems have big problems. Nintendo's big problems, it doesn't have really good games.
It doesn't have third-party good games.
PS3's problem is
that
it costs too much money.
PS3's
problem is it costs too much money. But they're actually trying to fix that. And Microsoft's problem is they have a really bad, poorly made system, which apparently they haven't tried fixing that at all.
Well, okay.
Well, it's I think they fixed that problem. It's just that Matt and I have the crappy first generation Xboxes, and we keep getting refurbished ones.
Wait, so what's the so is it really that the newer generation Xboxes are better? Or
yeah, the Elites are great.
Okay, the reason why they break is Microsoft hasn't said this officially. They, like, Microsoft is like, they just break because you guys suck. Like, you're not giving us enough money or something. But the real reason is because it's something wrong with the heatsink. The system gets too hot. Shut up, Adam.
my friend actually fixed his Red Ring by, like, opening up his 360, and I forget what he did, but he fixed, like, that heatsink problem.
You probably solder it in or something. Yeah, or haven't people been replacing it with either other heatsinks, or I know some people have been liquid cooling their systems.
Yeah. Well, it's something wrong with the cooling, and they fixed it on the Xbox 360 Elites.
Okay.
And it's stupid that they don't have, if your 360 ever red rings, we will replace it. Because there's been...
Do you really expect a company to be doing that, though? Come on, that's ridiculous.
I expect Well, if you build a faulty system... Yes.
I would have expected Microsoft to say, we'll give you a new damn system if your system ever red rings.
Or better yet, I would say, no way.
This is what Microsoft should have done. And this is why consumers are stupid. This is why gamers are dumb.
Does any company do that?
No, companies do that if they're forced to by the consumer. If the consumer can blatantly decide to try suing Microsoft.
They have. There's been multiple class action lawsuits.
And there haven't been enough. And people still buy 360s. That's why Microsoft doesn't do anything. Companies don't do shit. They have an extended 3-year warranty when they know that the consumer is too lazy to do anything about it, that they'll not stop buying their product.
Yeah, well, I mean, it's a good system.
It's a good system because the games are good.
The system sucks. The system may not be good, but the software sells hardware.
That's sort of the problem. You're not really given much choice.
The system's fine, but I mean, the old models have a problem that need to be fixed.
But they haven't really fixed it appropriately.
They fixed it because they want you to get rid of it and buy their new one that's more expensive.
And that makes people gullible. Why buy a system when the customer is going to be shat on?
The Xbox 360 is like an abusive husband. You love him because the loving is great.
Well, I mean,
but he hits you really, really hard, and you don't want to leave.
But that's the
because
thing,
the
that,
good times
is that
are great.
You treat it like that, but really, the 360, the most it's doing costs $100 to repair. That's
on top
the most,
of the three on top of how much did you spend to buy the actual system?
It was $400
to buy the system initially,
yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
No, $300.
Okay.
It's $300 now.
No.
Matt
when
paid
did you when, Matt, when
I bought no,
buy,
I bought it
when
it was
$400. You paid $400. Mm-hmm. And you're going to be paying another how much?
It's $100.
$100. So you paid basically $500,000 for a video game system for 5 years.
Yeah, sure.
And the system itself is supposed to last 10 years, right?
Yeah, but what I'm saying is
so
that
in essence,
at the most,
you have,
at the
to
most
at least buy, you have to at least buy two Xbox 360s within the generation.
Well, no, because there's no time limit to this happens. I'm just extremely
No, there
lucky.
Is a time limit. The estimated lifespan of the system is about 3 to 5 years.
No, yet the amount of time that
the system is going to be around is more than 3 to 5 years, meaning you're most likely going to end up buying more than one system.
No, the estimated lifetime of the system is... it craps out... Mine crapped out like 8 months into it, and then again, it's broken every
months,
year.
And usually the accepted rate is if you have a crappy system, if it breaks down on you, you have a warranty within the year. Well, they have a 50% return rate within 3 years. And they said, hey, why not extend the warranty to 3 years to try and make people happy? But it's really a scam. It's so that they won't get sued even more because gamers will think, oh, Microsoft really does care about me. I'll extend the warranty. Nothing's going to happen to me in 2 years.
Maybe I will buy another digital shirt.
But what I'm saying, my ultimate point is that the most you're out is like $600 after 10 years. It's not like Microsoft is coming to your house and raping you if you don't buy an Xbox. Like, it's like... It's your personal choice on whether you buy it or not. You're spending money to play video games. I already spent too much money.
Yeah, that's true. And the thing is, if companies realize, and they do realize this, that consumers will continually buy their hardware, no matter how crappy it is or how poor the quality is, because they'll make up reasons, like the software is good, the games are good, or whatnot. Then they'll continually rape the consumer. They'll continually make bad products.
It's not making up. I mean, I want to play these games, so there's no other
way.
I'm
sure you want to play these games, and it's a great thing you want to play these games, but you know what? You're being scammed by Microsoft to essentially play these games.
I'm aware of that. I'm aware that it's not a great thing for Microsoft to be taking my money. But the thing is I have to play these games and play with my friends, especially play with my friends. That's a great thing about Xbox is Xbox Live allows me to talk to people I don't get to see very often.
Yeah, that's great. You know what? Crack addicts say the same thing about crack.
Crack is bad. Microsoft is just making money off a video game console. Is it really that big of a deal?
I must say, I've never heard anyone compare 360 to crack before. I applaud
you.
Comparing to crack, going to abusive husband is stupid because it's not causing me emotional damage when I'm 80 years old.
Apparently it is causing you emotional damage that you have to buy another 360 to play your games or else. Wouldn't you call that emotional damage?
No. It's not.
Alex is a doctor. He knows these things.
When I'm 80 years old, I'm not going to be like having Vietnam flashbacks to the time my Xbox red ringed.
Let's put it this way. The standard I go by is by my SNES and my NES. Right? I can still play my Super Nintendo. I can still plug it in and put in a game, and it will work. And that system has been around. I got that one in 1995. So it's about 14 years old, and it still works.
Well, yeah, Nintendo systems do that.
It's not just Nintendo. I could put in a Sega. Most people who have a Sega Genesis can plug in their Sega Genesis and have that still work.
Yeah, but Sega doesn't make systems anymore. I'm saying Nintendo's the only one who makes reliable hardware anymore.
People who develop systems used to make high-quality electronic products.
Yeah, well, it's
saying
that
that should be the standard of hardware.
That's what people.
It should be. Yeah. I agree. We're in agreement here. You're just making it out like me buying an Xbox is funding the Holocaust or something.
Hey guys. You know what?
I love you.
Cloud computing is going to fix all of this.
Shut up.
In the future, everything will be played on clouds, you see, and the controllers will be rainbows. And you're just going to be sitting on a nice pot of gold, and everything's going to be fine.
You are completely wrong. The future isn't at all. You don't need your controls. Just throw on your sunglasses, put your hair into a cool hairstyle, and kick it back, you know?
Kudos, Sonoda!
It's the future. He's the fat version of Bono. He's going to change our life.
Okay, let's talk about the new releases.
I'm going to talk about what I've played.
No! Nobody wants to hear about Final Fantasy 16.
The search for new
Jews. I would like to hear about that.
Oh, by the way, Final Fantasy 14 trailer. Everyone get excited. Same thing as Final Fantasy 12. Or Final Fantasy 11, sorry.
11, yeah.
And it's not going to come out for 80 years.
It's going to come out before Final Fantasy 13.
It'll probably come out before Gran Turismo 5.
That game looks very pretty.
Oh, yeah.
Who cares? I have lost all interest in that stupid game.
Is it ever coming out?
Oh, yeah, it's releasing with Alan Wake.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Oh, so Alan Wake ever coming out?
There's a bundle for...
Alan Wake is coming out,
next
actually.
Year. Is it 2010?
Yeah. I think so.
But in Alan Wake, can I pay extra money to get a bundle with Duke Nukem?
Hold on. I've been playing Metroid Prime Trilogy, Nyx Quest, and Halo ODST. All right. Now...
Well, how is ODST?
It's good. I mean, it's...
Is it worth that much money?
How long?
Okay, that's what I thought.
If you're doing that, that means you're rationalizing something you already like.
It's like six hours of gameplay, isn't it?
$60 for
it. Oh, okay. How much you pay for it?
Toys R Us has a deal where they give you $20 gift certificate. I think it goes until the 26th, maybe. So I think that's tomorrow, right?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah, so by the time everybody listens to this, they should have already done it. But so it's, yeah, it's $60. You get a $20 gift card. So it's basically $40. And then at Toys R Us, you also get a free action figure. And then my roommate's
paying for... Wait, how do you get this $20 gift card?
That's still $60, because that $20 gift card, you can't use it at the time of purchase. That means you just have to go back to Toys R Us and spend more money.
Well, I'm going to buy a game anyways, so... Nope. I mean, why not Toys R Us?
No, but it's more business for them anyway, because you're more inclined to buy another product through Toys R Us.
Yeah, I mean...
The base cost is still $60. Yeah, when your money's only... It's not that they're giving you a $20 discount, it's just...
Yeah.
I'm getting $20 off another game.
Yeah,
how about that?
But you're still paying $60 for the game, and
right,
it
yeah.
ends up being $30, really. Because your friend is paying for half or some shit like that.
Right. But either way, I'm still getting money back on...
Well, you're getting a deal,
game.
But the thing is, it's still a $60 game.
Yeah.
I'd have to say, it sucks to be Naughty Dog, because they've lost... Well, I guess not, because they're both exclusives, but they've lost a lot of the media hype to ODST.
Yeah, that's true.
Because everybody is talking about ODST, and on IGN, the Uncharted 2 review isn't even on their main page anymore.
ODST's
been there for like 2 weeks.
Did
what?
That come out?
Yeah, it came out the same day as ODST.
Oh, holy crap.
What? Wait.
I played Uncharted 2.
Didn't that come out?
It's pretty good.
No.
Wait, it's not out?
No.
What?
Hold on.
Somebody check that. All right.
No, it comes out the 13th. October 13th.
Oh, sorry. I thought it was September 13th.
Yeah, no.
All right, never mind.
About to say.
Never mind.
Yeah. Guys, let me...
Forget it.
Let me give you a review of Uncharted 2. It's for PS3.
Oh.
Good review. Thanks, Matt.
Thank you.
All right, so anyways, yeah, about Halo, I don't know, if you're really, really into Halo, you know, you're going to get it anyways. The campaign, I played it on Heroic, took me, you know, I beat it in less than a day, so maybe like 6 hours.
Boo, not worth 60
bucks. The firefight, which is the multiplayer, I thought there was going to be multiplayer that was like Halo 3 multiplayer, but there's only firefight.
Oh,
what firefight
screw
is
that.
Basically the horde mode from Gears of War 2. You can have up to 4 people. But they have to be friends. They can't be random people. So, I mean, that is a lot of fun. There's a lot of different levels. And, you know, my friends and I did it.
That's not $60 worth.
Hold on.
That's ridiculous.
Hold on. My friends and I played it for, like, 4 hours. We had a great time. It comes with all of the downloadable maps from Halo 3.
Do you get to use them in Halo 3, or are they only for Firefight?
No, they're not for Firefight. What it is, it's a second disc. You put the second disc in, and it's Halo 3 multiplayer, but it's as if you had bought all of the downloadable maps.
Oh.
But wait, I thought you played as the ODST guys in multiplayer.
In Firefight, you do.
Really?
On the second disc.
It's just Halo 3 multiplayer. That's retarded.
No. Firefight is separate. See, I was confused about this.
Well, no,
too.
That's retarded because now
it's
even
worth less
money.
So you paid $60 for basically an expansion.
Yeah.
So
that's
what
it is.
That's exactly what it was.
You paid for essentially a new multiplayer mode and
a six-hour campaign.
I thought they were redoing. I thought you were allowed to play on the Halo 3 maps as ODST multiplayer.
Nope.
Like, and it would be different because the controls and the weapons are different.
Even then, the cost benefit sucks.
Yeah, but at least
because most people who are buying ODST already have Halo 3, so you're getting half of a game and something you already own.
I think everyone who's buying ODST has Halo
probably
3.
Probably has
at least
Halo 3.
Had
Halo
3.
Nobody's buying ODST and then it's like, oh, Halo 3 actually is good. I'll get Halo 3.
Yeah.
All right, and there's one more thing. You get a beta key for Halo Reach whenever they start doing that.
Halo Reach. Boo.
I thought the series was over.
No.
Nope.
No,
Halo Reach is a prequel.
For Bungie. And it's only for the end for Bungie because Microsoft can still make Halo games.
So there's
Halo Reach is a prequel.
But so they didn't solve all the problems in Halo? Like, there was still
Halo Reach is a prequel.
Okay, here's the thing, is that Halo has a terrible story that's derivative of, like, every science fiction movie ever, and it's they decided to focus on the most boring parts of the universe, and why do we need to see more of that?
Because the bros like it.
And yeah, my 13-year-old cousin loves it.
Because, well, I mean, he's actually
he's going to be a bro.
Because they don't know what a good story is. I hate to say it.
All right, so anyway.
No, they read the books. They know that the good story is there. It's just not in the games. Right.
Anybody who tells me to read a book of a video game...
Yeah, that's a problem.
Like to it's like... it's.
Oh, you don't like...
You don't like the Mario books?
Yeah, it's like if Fallout 3 was just a first-person shooter, and they're like, oh, well, it's got all sorts of RPG storylines in these books that you can read.
Yeah, it's like, that doesn't count. That's no That's thing. Like if you're yeah, like, no, oh, like,
the
Star
Wars... Well, what's the point, then? Your story...
Episode 1 sucked, but the expanded universe
exactly.
is great, so you
Who
gotta
wants
love
to
it.
Read the expanded universe crap? Not I.
Anyways, want to go over some gaming?
Hold on,
so
hold on. Can I say
you recommend people getting it? Essentially,
okay. If
no,
I mean it sounds like a ripoff.
Really,
it sounds like a $60 ripoff that people are trying to rationalize.
I mean, it kind of is. It
no,
is
no,
a
it
lot
doesn't
of
sound
money.
Like
it was supposed
of, it
to be
like
a $20 download
ripoff.
It's a lot of money for not a lot. But
it
if
was,
you're listen, if you're a big Halo fan. You should probably
That's like
get
saying
it.
If you're a crack fan, you should buy crack.
Oh, shit.
Back to the crack.
Hold on. Crack is great. And also, I forgot to add onto my Xbox thing. If anybody wants to donate some money, I'm unemployed.
You lost your job? What happened?
Do you want me to talk about that on the podcast?
I don't know.
No.
Do you
no, we don't.
To?
We don't want to talk about my personal life on the podcast, but I will say,
oh, I'm sorry,
unemployed,
I'm sorry.
Don't have any money, can't fix my Xbox. Anybody want to donate?
Looking for
anybody
love.
Anybody want to donate to me on PayPal?
Local singles.
Anybody hot local singles that want to go out and pay for my dinner?
Hispanic
just,
men.
If
preferably.
If you donate to Matt's cause, I'll make you a special gift.
Just send over your PayPal donations, Matt J. Kimball, Matt. MATTJ.KIMBALL@gmail.com PayPal, send me all your money. And that's
Halo
not a
EST
joke.
Came
I need
out.
Money.
Aeon Tower of Eternity for PC came out.
GamerGrub, if
GamerGrub,
you want to send me any money for that that song I made you could use it in commercials, you could use it in infomercials, you could just play it around the office. Like, I hope you're not doing
you
that.
You can use it in
infomercials
as well.
Because... It now would be a good time to pay me.
Hey, Matt.
Yes.
Why don't you call me on my cell phone?
How about not?
No, just do it.
Don't do it.
I'm
not
going to
do it. That would be a mistake.
I know that it's just going to be a ringtone.
Just do it.
Don't fall for the temptation.
No, don't do it.
Don't
do
fall
it.
To the don't fall to the dark
I'm not
side.
Doing
just
it.
Do it.
I'm not doing it.
Be like Nike. Just do
my
it.
My iPhone it exploded.
You're okay. TMNT came out for Wii and PS2. Marvel Ultimate Alliance 2 came out for every system ever. Fallout 3 Broken Steel came out for PS3. That's the third DLC for Fallout. Katamari Forever for PS3. You, Me, and the Cubes is a WiiWare game. I hear it's pretty good. Resident Evil 5 for PC. Batman Arkham Asylum for PC. Scribblenauts for DS, which is a game you should get. Wet for 360, and Red Faction Guerrilla for PC. Upcoming games. September 9th, you can look forward to Dead Space Extraction on Wii for DS, Kingdom Hearts 358 by 2 days, and My Sims Agents, PS3, Ninja Gaiden Sigma 2. October 1st, for PSP, you can get Rock Band Unplugged Lite. October 4th, Wii Fit Plus. October 6th, Saw, the video game for 360 and PS3. October 7th is Lucidity, the new game by LucasArts for the 360 and PS3. October 12th, you can get Pokemon Mystery Dungeon Explorers of Sky for DS. October 3rd is Brutal Legend for 360 and PS3.
You mean 13th.
What?
You said 3rd, 13th.
Oh, my bad. Thank you. 13th. Brutal Legend, Fallout, Game of the Year Edition for 360, PS3, PC.
And the new Flaming Lips album. You can get that day. You can get the new Flaming Lips album that day, too.
Oh, nice. Mario and Sonic at the Olympic Winter Games for Wii and DS. Magna Carta 2 for 360. A Boy and His Blob for Wii, another game you should get. Uncharted 2 for PS3. I don't know if you should get that game. I haven't heard good things about it. PC, LEGO Star Wars, A Complete Saga. October 20th, GTA Chinatown Wars for the PSP. October 27th, Tekken 6 for 360 and PS3. Drawn to Life, The Next Chapter for Wii and DS. And for those of you who are fans of World of Goo, you can now get World of Zoo for Wii, DS, and PC. 360 is DJ Hero, Wii is DDR, DS Pets Dolphins Encounter, and for PSP, get ready for this, PSP, Pets Dolphin Family, Pets Hamsters Bunch, and Pets Saddle Club.
And Dogs Family.
I said that.
You said Dolphins Family.
Dolphins Encounter is for DS.
Oh. No, you said Dolphin Family, though, for PSP.
Yeah.
My bad. And, of course, all of those have Zs at the end. Dolphins,
and
dogs.
Doesn't, shortly after that, doesn't the Ballad of Fag Tommy come out?
Yes, it does, on the 29th, for 360, as well as GTA Episodes from Liberty City. And those are some games that are coming out.
Hooray.
So look forward to those. And then I also want to point out, well, I already said, look out for A Boy and His Blob, Lucidity, The Secret World, and Resident Evil Dark Side Chronicles for Wii. Those look like very good games.
Did you see the footage from Tokyo Game Show on that one?
I did, and it looks good.
Yeah, with, what's his name?
Leon?
Krauser and Leon.
Yeah.
In South America.
South America.
America! Fuck yeah.
Fuck yeah! No, you guys are going to get sued. Stop, stop, stop.
What?
You're going to get sued. You can't sing that.
Why?
Because Matt Stone and Trey Parker listened to this podcast.
Oh, oh God.
I read it on the South blog, is what it's called. It's their blog.
They should do an episode about us. That'd be pretty cool.
They already have.
Really? I want to see it. Where is it?
Is it season 3, episode 4.
Oh, okay.
At about the 13-minute mark, you'll see it.
Wow, okay. They did an episode about us that long ago?
Yeah, trust me. I watched it just the other day. It's great.
Like 10 years ago.
I know. It's great.
Anyways, we're going to go on to some gaming news. Let's talk about Nintendo first. As everybody hopefully knows, the Wii has been cut down to $200.
Yay.
Yay.
So that starts on September 27th.
Now I can get less money when I sell it.
Yeah, right. So sell it now before it goes down in price. Denise Kregler said that the price drop was timed for Wii Fit Plus, and it wasn't a reaction to the other system price drops, which
that
personally
like
I don't
that
really
like
believe.
Bullshit.
Yeah. What I think happened is they were just like, oh shit, guys, everybody's dropping their prices. We have to do it too. We need to come up with an excuse.
And
oh,
Wii
Fit Plus
told
is
a really
coming
great
out.
Story
let's
about her life.
Talk about that.
What?
What were you saying, Nick?
I said Cammy probably told a really great story about her vacation.
Snowboarding.
And and then everybody decided to drop the
Denise
price after that.
Kreigler?
Exactly. I forget what she is.
She's
used
a woman.
To do a Perry Kaplan's job, right?
Does she look anything like?
She, yeah, she does.
Does she
have
look like Cammy?
Lizzie Kaplan?
Huh?
I was making a stupid joke and it caused silence.
Okay, anyway.
Alright, so Nintendo's going to re-release Wii Sports Resort now with two Wii Motion Pluses and for $60.
I'm so glad I waited.
I feel gypped.
Yeah, and I don't, because now I can actually buy it.
What did we learn?
Patience is a virtue. So is being a stupid ass. But it is okay.
I don't think that's
a
virtue,
no, it's
Alex.
Not.
Okay, Nintendo Channel has some new interface and features. Low Woo! And high quality videos. So if you want to watch a crappy video, go ahead. If you want to watch a good video, go do that too. Everyone's recommendations from submitted player views. I don't know what that means. Records. You can scratch your records DJ AM style. Wookie 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 dad. Gameplay records, recommendation records, and favorites. All your favorites. My favorite DJ is DJ AM.
Mine is DJ Tanner.
What about DJ Atomica? from the SSX series, or Burnout.
I don't know what that means.
Will you stop that, please?
Okay, here we go. TMT, okay. TMNT Smash-Up is out. It's exactly like Brawl, except for obvious stuff.
Except for without any of the fun.
Yeah.
Okay, wait, Matt.
You get some mediocre scores.
Stop doing my
job. You can't get a very good score in that game. You just get mediocre scores, like a 50 out of 100. Lots of online options. You have eHarmony, Facebook, Twitters. You can customize lots of things. Life-based, time-based, fourth dimension. This game, first game in fourth dimension. Not sure if that's only with friends. If you have friends on your life-based... Create trophy in games. That's the winner of the tournament gets. You write this like an Asian retard.
Oh god, you're reading it like an Asian retard. All right, the Nintendo Channel's got a new interface that you've got.
I already covered this.
Shut up, Matt.
I'm like, is there really anything else?
I'm
you
like
can
Campbell
add to
Brown.
That?
I'm like a hot news lady over here. You're like Anderson Cooper. You're boring. You got white hair. Shut up.
Everyone's recommendations from submitted player reviews, records, gameplay records, recommendation records, and favorites. Is that boring?
Yes, it
is.
Yeah. Okay, good.
Punch it up. Throw in some swears.
TMNT Smash-Up is out for Wii, and I think it's out for PS2.
Who cares? Yeah, so
Matt said it's exactly like Brawl, except for the obvious, which means the characters.
And no fun.
It's got,
they took out all the fun.
It's got mediocre scores across the board. So, you know, if you really, really want to and you're really a big TMNT fan, you know, whatever, pick it up.
The real fans should start calling it Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles again, because TMNT is annoying.
Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles Smash-Up is out.
There you go.
Okay. So... From what I saw, the online options are a lot more customizable than Brawl's. You can customize things like if the matches are life-based, if they're time-based. Of course, you can do that in Brawl, too.
Can you make them less fun somehow?
Well, they're less fun just by being in Teenage Mutant.
Whoa! Revolutionary.
How many characters they have for that? Like, Brawl is cool because it has a billion characters.
Not a lot. Yeah, I don't think it has that many. And I think
it's got
online
four,
you can only
it's got
use
the, four
the light characters.
And
whatever
then it's
that
got,
means.
It's got Shredder. It's got you can play.
Can you play
as
Splinter?
Casey Jones. You can play Splinter, and I think that's about it.
Can you play Splinter Cell? Sam Fisher.
Mm-hmm.
I think you can play as one of like the Foot Army soldiers or whatever.
Who the hell wants
called.
To play as them?
Or the Foot Clan.
Can you change their colors?
So you can. No,
I don't know.
Probably not.
Okay.
If you have
because
a foot,
then that would make
if you
like
have a
Michelangelo.
Foot fetish,
that would make
play.
Michelangelo Raphael, and that would just be confusing because everybody knows that Raphael doesn't have nunchucks. At least I know that.
I believe it's pronounced nunchucks.
Nunchuku.
Yeah. Why do people say nunchucks?
I don't know. It's like the accepted pronunciation of that word, and I've never got it.
But nobody's actually seen the spelling of that word.
I guess.
I've never heard nunchucks before.
I hear it constantly.
That's weird.
And that's why I am on parole right now.
Okay, yeah, let's keep going. Suda clarified his comment about no more heroes. He didn't mean no more heroes.
He just
forever,
wanted to make a
he
joke.
He didn't mean he meant no more heroes for the Wii, meaning that No More Heroes 2 is going to be the last No More Heroes for this current generation of Nintendo systems.
Does he mean that it's actually going to go on to the 360 instead or the PS3 instead? I know there was some complaint about that before.
No, he hinted at...
No, maybe, he's not denying that. He says, you know... I forget what he said, but...
He was talking about the PS3. I don't think he said anything about the 360, because the question was based off of, did you see the new PS3 motion controls?
Yeah.
So. Anyways, Travis Touchdown Story is done. So,
for
No
now.
More Heroes 2 is the end of Travis Touchdown. And also, there are some new TGS videos up for that. They're pretty cool. They've got the 8-bit mini games instead of like whatever mini games you did in the first one. So those are pretty cool.
Isn't there one that's kind of like Burger Time?
Yeah. And there's one that's like the coconut game from the first one.
That was not fun.
Yeah.
Not fun.
But it,
well,
it
now
will,
they'll be more fun because yeah. they're 8-bit.
They yeah, look like a lot of yeah. fun. Yeah, I don't know. I don't know if I want to play the coconut game. I don't think it's going to change from 8-bit to from 3D graphics to 8-bit. I think it'll just be better either way.
It looks like an awesome like old
it's
NES
10 times
game.
Better. It does. You
no,
should
I mean
watch
like
it
Burger
right
Time
now.
Would be no, New no, Super like Burger Mario, Time da, da. Would be fun, but pressing A B to walk back is not exactly the
New Super Mario Brothers is coming out November 15th. Final Fantasy Crystal Bearers is finally coming out on December 26th. Rage of Gladiator is a WiiWare game, and it will be the first one to support the Wii Motion Plus. The game looks kind of similar to Wii Sports Resort Sword Mode, except you have more actions. You're holding the Wiimote and the Nunchuck. And it looks like a gladiator-style game, so like you're fighting other creatures, other fighters with like magic.
Gladiators,
and swords,
just to clarify, in real life, gladiators didn't have magic. They didn't fight hydras.
The gladiator doesn't have magic, Matt. The wizard has magic.
Yeah, you retard.
Oh, it's
really?
Okay. So in real life, wizards. Never mind. In real life, wizards do have magic. We all know that.
No, in real life, wizards have a television show on the Disney Channel.
Oh.
Do they really?
Wizards of Waverly Place, weekdays at 3:30 on the Disney Channel.
There's your plug. Assassin's Creed 2 DS is confirmed. It's going to be released in November. And I recommend that people look at this because it's kind of awesome. Somebody made a Twilight Princess / Brawl Link huge, giant, like 6-foot papercraft doll. And it's awesome. And plug it into Google and look it up. For Microsoft,
hold on.
We've got this...
Are we sponsored by Disney now?
Disney and Gamer Grub.
No, we aren't, but I am.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. So, like, I have to... Well, sorry, guys. Brink, the new rollerblading movie starring the kid who is in a National Lampoon's straight-to-DVD movie. Watch it now on YouTube. We're not going to take it down. Disney.
Lucidity is coming out October
7th. Wow, that link
7th
is really
for,
impressive.
360 and
PS. It looks
PS,
like real.
Sorry,
like
PC.
If that link was walking around my house, I'd be kind of scared because it's a guy with a sword.
Oh my god, you guys.
What? Were you saying something?
Can we just get through the news really quickly? I want to go to sleep.
Zach and Cody on board. Weekdays at 4:30, right after Wizards of Waverly Place in Hannah, Montana. Catch it. Hop on board with Zach and Cody. Disney.
That's Sir Raven on DVD and VHS at your local Goodwill.
You don't need to be able to see the future to see that this DVD has special features. That's Sir Raven. Pick it up.
What about VHS? Does VHS have special features?
Yeah, they're at the very end of the after all the episodes.
Are you guys
done? We're done.
Okay, good.
Johnny Tsunami back on board.
Oh my god, I'm going to kill you. Lucidity is coming out October 7th for the PC and 360. It's an original puzzle platform by LucasArts. It has an incredible art style. If you haven't seen it, look it up. It looks to be kind of like Tetris in that you've got different puzzle pieces that you use to guide this constantly moving character through an environment. So you use the items to platform and like make sure she doesn't get hit by enemies and stuff, and it looks like it's going to be really good, so check it out. The 250 gig 360 is true. It's going to be bundled with Modern Warfare 2, which is coming out November 10th, and it's going to be $400. Alex, this is a very good deal whether you like it or not. 250 gig 360 comes with Modern Warfare 2 design, comes with Modern Warfare 2 the game, two wireless controllers, and a headset, and that's only $400.
Yeah, that's a good deal. I'm not saying it's a bad deal.
It is a
very
good deal.
As long as the system works.
And also, there's a 120 gig 360 that's going to be bundled with Halo 3, Halo ODST, and a controller. And that obviously comes with the Halo Reach multiplayer beta. Except that one is only for PAL territories so far. And it's coming out later this month. Let's see. You get, in addition to the Halo Reach key, you get a free ODST theme with your ODST purchase.
No, you get it. You can get it now, right now, for all gold members.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I downloaded it, and it's an extremely ugly theme, and it's not worth it.
Oh.
It's not even. It's not worth being free. That's how bad it is.
It's really bad.
That's pretty terrible.
Bayonetta, the 360 game, is going to have a 5-disc soundtrack. It's going to be 150 songs. It's going to be $55, and it's coming out
November 4th. Why would anybody buy it?
Why? That music sounded so crappy in all the trailers.
I don't know. Beautiful Katamari and Space Invaders Extreme were used with Natal at TGS, I believe, today or yesterday.
Yes. Oh, but, like, I don't know. That doesn't sound that exciting. It's cool.
I think it's just proof of point.
Well, yeah, but I mean, proof of point. But that's almost as boring as, like, Natal TurboTax. Or H&R Boom Blocks.
For nice. Natal.
Thank you.
Let's see. Sony. PS3 Slim has sold over 1 million consoles in 3 weeks. So
that's a $299 good deal.
Yeah. Yeah, it's a really good deal.
You can get a sneak peek of Uncharted 2 on October 5th through 6th. Join developer Naughty Dog for, quote, a night of fun, food, and multiplayer tournaments with the chance to win lots of cool prizes, including the Fortune Hunter Edition.
That says lost of cool prizes.
Yes, I know. I corrected myself because I knew that wasn't right.
Hold on, but wait.
If you live in my world, it's already out, so it's not even worth it.
What about those of us who have already played Uncharted 2? Why would we want to go there? Because we're better. Because we've...
You know, that's a good question, Matt.
I played.
I don't know. I don't think you would want to go there.
It's like it follows me around. Every time I go somewhere, I play Uncharted 2.
However, you might want to play it on the giant theater screens, which is being played on.
Oh, cool. With projector low resolution.
Sounds wonderful.
Sounds great.
It's going to be played on film, actually. So this event's going to be taking place in Rosemont, Illinois, Thousand Oaks, California, Bellevue, Washington, and San Francisco, California. For more info, go to blog.us.playstation.com.
It's too long.
I know. There's been lots of recent news
Zombie Laura,
and videos
mate.
On the PS3 wand. So you should probably check that out because it looks actually very cool aside
no,
from its
it
design,
doesn't.
Which looks
it,
just
okay.
silly.
Okay, that,
but
yeah.
it
looks so
to
stupid.
Be really, really responsive, which is pretty impressive.
Yeah, it looks impressive that way, but it looks like a light bulb.
But hold on, how?
A light bulb.
It looks like one of those little, you know, like at concerts or like Disney World.
Yeah, the spinning
like the little
orbs?
Thing. No, the things with like the glowing string that comes out of them.
The spinning orb.
No, not those.
No, that's what I'm saying. You hold that and it's got the little spinning lights that spin around it.
Okay, whatever.
Anyway, do you know how you play the game?
If they're gonna rip off Nintendo, they might as well rip off the nunchuck idea. Because they talked about you hold the DualShock 3 in your left hand.
Did you see that?
Wait, are you
that's
serious?
Retarded. Yeah. That's the stupidest.
No. Okay,
yeah.
So they demoed. They're gonna re-release Resident Evil 5 with the wand control, and so they demoed that at TGS.
It's got more than just that.
What the guy did is he was holding the wand in one hand to aim and stuff, and then he was holding the DualShock in the other hand.
Oh, you gotta be kidding!
It just looked ridiculous.
It looks cumbersome and obnoxious.
Well, let's put it this way. So,
but it's
the
got,
Wii with the Wii Motion Plus, do you think it's as good in terms of responsiveness as PS3's option?
No.
Yeah. Oh,
no,
I think so.
It's not.
I think
not.
That the Wii Motion Plus looked just as or it feels just as responsive as this one looks.
It's not. I mean, the Sony Wands, whatever they're going to call it, it is truly tracking one-to-one motion. It can tell lateral motion without, shaking it. All the Wii Motion Plus does is it tells angular
changes. Yeah, but
changes.
Then along with the other information it's receiving, it should be able to pinpoint where the...
It's not.
It's not.
If you... No, it's not. If you hold the Wii remote still and just move it side to side or up and down without the IR, it cannot tell.
No,
that
well,
it's
that's
moving.
The whole point. The same thing with the Wii. It's the same thing with Sony's option, though. If you're no
it's
Sony's
not.
Options, if you move the thing outside of the video camera, it's not going to pick it up.
Right, but I'm saying
that's the whole
it
point.
Is
well, the
truly,
IR is the equivalent of the video.
Well, not all games use IR.
Wait, so what,
I mean,
how what was it? How is it actually
okay,
tracking?
Okay, so say
then?
Say, listen. Say you're holding the Wii remote up.
Okay.
Right. So the sensor is facing towards the ceiling. you're not going to get any IR information, but you want to move the Wii remote left or right. Unless you do it really fast and the accelerometer can pick up on that force, it's not going to be able to tell that it's moving.
But it's going to, so you sense? Can't keep it up and then move it left or right. Is that what you're saying? You can't put it completely vertically up and it won't be able to tell where it is.
Yeah.
Is that really true?
Yeah.
Because when you're playing, what was the archery game, you're doing it completely vertical.
Right, but you're using angular motion.
To move it left to right.
Wii Motion Plus is picking up. No.
I don't even...
Okay.
Yeah, I don't even understand.
How about this?
But what about, like, Excitruck, where you hold it sideways, which that should be the same thing, right?
That's tilt. You're not moving it, like...
I don't get your point, because it seems to me...
Okay, hold your hands like you're holding the Wii remote for... Hold it like you're holding an NES controller, right? So it's side by side. Now, in Excitruck, you're moving it with, you know, like you're moving a steering wheel.
No, you're not. You
don't
rotate.
So it's using tilt motion. It's not using, like, lateral
or horizontal
motion.
Okay, it's tilt motion, but so the IR isn't picking that up, right? Okay,
right.
What's your point then with the PS3 version then? You're talking about if you were to put the...
It can't sense where it is in 3D space.
Okay.
How about
but
that?
It is telling that information based on...
But the only reason why the Natal does that by the camera. So it's
so
not
if you're outside
right.
the camera...
We're not saying Natal,
so
we're talking about the
PS3
wand.
It's useless then, correct?
Yeah.
We're talking about
sorry,
the wand.
No,
the
but
wand.
Like the wand. In terms of the wand, if you're outside the video camera... It can't tell where it is.
That's not, Alex, that's not the point that I'm trying to make.
Well, it is. It's a good point that Alex has, is that it's not the wand. The wand isn't revolutionary. They're just using a video camera in conjunction with
the
wand.
So the only difference is, I'm asking about the actual responsiveness.
It's finding
right?
a practical use for the iToy that nobody has had a practical
use for. Yeah, but you have to buy an iToy and a wand?
Yeah, but here's the...
The iToy is
$10. It's
$10. But here's the point. Nintendo's option is using several different things to be able to tell where it is in 3D space. It's not just using a camera and a light, but it's still able to tell relative space, correct?
Okay, wait, Alex. Say you're holding it, the Wii Remote, horizontally, right?
Horizontally, which way?
You're not... It doesn't matter. If you're holding it towards the screen,
okay.
Whatever. If it's not using the IR, okay,
if
even
it's
if it
not
is
using
the
IR, then it's the same as the PS3 not using the video camera. If you were to block the IR, right, put a piece of paper in front of it so that the IR can't go through, then the Wii doesn't work, right? The Wii, the functionality
yes.
is,
but what
as,
Adam is saying,
the functionality
what Adam
is limited, right? If you do the same thing with putting a piece of paper or a piece of cardboard in front of the iToy, what happens to...
All right, here's the... Alex, the difference is when you turn the Wii remote so it's not pointed at the TV anymore, the Wii loses it. It doesn't know where it is. With the iToy, you can flip it all the way around. It doesn't have a blind spot.
So that's...
The Wii has a blind spot when it's not pointed at the screen.
So that's the only difference.
You can point the wand wherever you want and knows where it is because it's using the iToy from
what?
The it's coming from the
what
camera
the
not from your Wii.
Okay,
remote,
that
so.
May...
Yeah, there
what
isn't
are you
really
actually
going to
use
advantage.
It for?
I don't think it really changes
actually
anything.
Hitting like a whip or something.
Well, I guess if you want to look up, you can look up with your cursor now instead of using like the stick to move the camera.
Here's a practical difference. If you're using like a sword, I think the PS1 would be better for like Wii Sports Resort or not Wii Sports Resort but any just whatever sword fight because you can move it without pointing the sword at the screen, which is not how you would hold a sword, right? You hold a sword up and down, right?
You do that in Wii Sports Resort, you hold it up and down,
right? But I'm saying with Wii Sports Resort you can only move it angularly, like you can't move it left to right.
What
does that make sense?
I don't know. Because I thought in Wii Sports Resort...
That's the thing, because all the examples that you're saying, Adam, they've been showing examples of it, of them doing exactly that with the Wii.
I'm not describing it right.
Well, yeah, because I can't think of something like the... Wii Sports Resort works perfectly fine with the IR and the accelerometers and stuff.
Seems like with all that information together... Because it seems like with all the information together, it still receives all the information it essentially needs. All that angular, okay. All that spatial information.
Here's an example. Just roll with me. You're holding the controller, whatever it may be, up and down like you would a sword, right? Holding it in both hands in the middle of your body.
Yes.
Right?
Okay.
With Wii Sports, or with the Wii Motion Plus, you cannot take the Wii remote in one hand without... It's still facing up and down. In one hand, put it on, like, extend your right arm and have it to the right side of your body. It will not be able to tell that you've moved it. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
Yes.
Okay. Yes?
Yes.
The PlayStation Wand will be able to tell that it's moved.
And that would, again, be because the Wii has a blind spot.
Right.
So then when during a game do you actually have to do that?
Okay, like so in a sword fighting game. Say you want to take your sword... And you don't want to do just angular movement. You know, somebody is, you know, to your right, and you want to put your sword over there. You can do that with the PlayStation
Wand,
with the Wii Motion Plus. I'm just thinking example.
I know you're thinking example. I'm just saying, when is that actually a practical option?
I'm sure developers could think of something to do
sure
with it.
I'm sure developers can think of really stupid things to do with it also.
For
a really practical option.
I get why the PS3, it's cool tech. Now I understand it more. But it doesn't seem to me like it
doesn't seem like a huge advantage.
Yeah.
It does
roughly the same thing
that the
Wiimote does. And that's what it is. That's what it is. It's a knockoff. It's exactly what it is. It's them dipping their hat into the ring to do that. It does similar things.
The point I'm trying to make is that it does one-to-one better than the Wii Motion Plus does.
Yeah, it does. Even though there's not really... Adam couldn't find a perfectly practical use for it, it still doesn't change that it does the one-to-one better.
That's fair.
So, yeah.
Yeah, I get it.
Now, whether it's going to do anything for Sony is a totally different topic.
No, it isn't.
Yeah, because the PlayStation 3 fanboys are pissed off because of it. Like, if you read
Any
message,
they should be pissed off
because
the company essentially sold out. I mean, it's a blatant cop.
Well, to them, they did. For me, I like both kind of games. Yeah. So if I had a PS3,
well, let's
I
put it this way: I can
it.
Imagine people
I would
playing.
Be,
I can imagine
sweet.
People playing Resident Evil 5 and saying, "I can't go back to playing with a controller anymore. I really need the aim."
Like playing Resident Evil 4
yeah.
Wii.
After playing Resident Evil 4 for the Wii, I wish I had a PS3 so I could play Resident Evil 5 like that.
Yeah,
because
they
it
need
is
to
awesome.
Make, Capcom needs to stop making stupid rail shooters for Resident Evil on the Wii and make another Resident Evil 4 type game. Because that game worked perfectly.
Yeah, I agree.
They do, but they're not.
Well, they're not going to. I mean, a lot of these.
Yeah.
Well, it's
they're done with rail
it's
shooters.
Stupid
after
that they don't.
Chronicles,
I think it's dumb that developers don't do more of it. Have more of an effort to actually support the Wii.
But I thought Resident Evil 4 sold pretty good.
Yeah, but the reason they actually made it for the Wii is because it's an easy cash-in, right? The game was already made. The game was made for GameCube.
But it was better on Wii.
Of course
Wii.
It's better on or Wii, but who cares if it's better on another system? If they can actually just port something on and then fix the controls a little bit, hey, that's great.
It's easier
for them to do. If they were to make a totally new game, it would actually require a lot of effort on their part. All that effort instead went on to be building Resident Evil 5 for the 360 and PS3.
So why not put all the work for like Darkseid Chronicles into
Because
it's way
game.
Easier to make a rail shooter where it's just like a shooting gallery and you...
It's a lot easier and it's a lot less effort.
I think that... Yeah, but at the same time, it's going to sell worse.
Of course, and then they're going to blame that on Nintendo having much, you know, the system not selling well for hardcore, and they're also going to blame Nintendo for being able to sell their games really well. It's sort of a weird-ass logical system that these companies are going by.
But they have to realize that if they made an RE5 type game for Wii, that it would sell.
They should realize this really well. I think a lot of I posted something on the board. So EA is suffering terribly right now. Most companies during the recession, even before the recession...
Oh, people don't want to play Wii Ski? I said, oh, people don't want to play Wii Ski?
No, it's not even that. They spend most of these companies spend a lot of money developing for the 360 and PS3, and development costs for those games are extremely high. But very few people... You need to sell so many games in order to make the money back. So, your ideal situation would be, why not make games for the Wii, like very good games for the Wii, that you can create a high-quality game for the system that has a large user base already, that most people already... Because most people already have the system. If you have a 360, you most likely have a PS... Or you most likely have a Wii. And you have a large user base, it's going to cost less to make a very good game.
No, you know, that's really not true, because a lot of people who have 360s first are not Nintendo people.
Yeah, it's the people who bought the Wii, like their Wii, but also want to play the other games, bought a 360.
Right.
So there's more Nintendo fanboys on 360 than there are Microsoft fanboys.
True, but we're not talking
Wii.
About fanboys. We're just talking about people to play games on a system.
Well, I'm sorry.
Right?
So
the thing is that a lot of people that have 360s are like the Halo players that aren't really that into games. They just like shooters,
and why not make a shooter for the Wii?
Here we go.
I will be that.
Well, no, think
that
about
guy.
It. So the conduit is not exactly it's not a Halo level game, right?
Yeah, it's because people don't want to
play a
shooter.
Another problem with...
They want to throw back some Natty Ice and play Halo.
There's a problem with Madden. We not having online, but also with the conduit is... Like, say what you will about Halo. I mean, it's a cheesy game, but it's more serious than... Like, the conduit had that, like, crappy bargain bin box art, and it kind of had, like... silly aliens in it and
stuff. Look at the damn commercials for it. The commercials look terrible. The graphics look shitty.
There were commercials for it?
Yeah.
There were a couple commercials for it on Cartoon Network, but the thing is the quality. You could see the terrible anti-aliasing. You could see all these problems that you don't see on even in Halo 1.
The thing about the conduit is that it's the best controlled first-person shooter for Wii, but it's not by itself, you know, a very
and that's the problem. The
shooter.
Problem isn't exactly. So much the controls. The problem is that the quality of the games.
It never was the controls, and that's what those guys who play Halo and play Madden, they don't care about the controls. They
and they're
care
not
going to
want to try it out
unless
either.
You make no.
Yeah, and
so
they want
that's
good
the thing.
Graphics.
If you can always market something to be a lot better, to look a lot better, to be even for the Wii.
No. But you got to think, these are, no offense to those guys, but these are thick-headed guys who go, yo, the new Madden, my new favorite football player is playing it on Xbox 360. It's the marketing. The marketing for Microsoft,
it's Microsoft, excellent.
Is get our badass system for you cool dudes who like corn and football.
Yeah. Did you guys
and Nintendo
read the,
is, they go, oh, it's for kids.
Did you guys read the VG Cats?
No, that
one
comic sucks.
It's
terrible.
Oh, my God.
It's probably the second worst big... webcomic after Control Alt Delete.
Oh, I
love it. It's terrible. It's for stupid anime fans.
I like the Perry Bible Fellowship.
The what?
The Perry Bible
Perry,
Fellowship.
Oh, that was the greatest. Yeah. The guy doesn't make him anymore.
That's the
right?
best.
No.
Nope, he took a break. He's taking a
break. VG Cat sucks. Don't read it.
It's because he.
Go read RachelRay.com. Get you some good cooking recipes.
Yes.
Read Penny Arcade. Penny Arcade is a much better webcomic for video gamers.
Pretty much the only good one.
Penny Arcade is slightly
Saturday Morning Breakfast Cereal, the best webcomic, I think, that's still updating regular days.
I would say Penny Arcade hasn't been funny since the miscarriage.
Yeah.
What are you talking about?
No.
They're still consistently
funny.
He's
talking about Control Delete.
Oh, okay.
You can't top a joke like miscarriage. It's one of the funniest punchlines in comedy.
it really is. Yeah, I remember this one time, like when my mom miscarried.
Oh yeah, you almost had another
brother,
right?
We laughed so hard. Yeah, and then then God was all like, "Psych." And then we were
it was so funny how they redid
good
the office.
God was like, I made a mistake.
They redid the office like a baby room and they got a crib and stuff. Oh my God.
Oh yeah.
That was hilarious.
Oh man, we got punked big time.
Okay.
Anyways.
Can we go PSP Go now?
Yeah, let's go on. The wand is rumored to release in March of 2010 in Japan. They announced that it's going to be spring, but more specifically, it's rumored to be March. So, those upgrading to the PSP Go will get a chance to receive 3 free games. You can select from
hold on, PSP games. Adam, stop.
Okay.
You need to say that this was a response to the what do we do with our UMD games. And people were expecting to be able to transfer over their UMDs to the PSP Go.
Right. Wait, before you go any further, let me finish this. All right?
Okay.
So, in order to do this, I believe it's kind of confusing. Users will have to access the PSN store with their older PSP with a UMD in the drive. I'm not sure if the UMD has to be the UMD of the game that you're going to get, or if it's just any UMD. I'm not sure if this is like a kind of conversion or you're just getting a free game.
They said free game. They said any.
Yeah,
they said it's not a conversion.
I don't know. But it runs.
No. It's because you choose from 17 a list, games.
Right.
And it's not all the games.
Right. But do you have to have the game that you're downloading as the UMD disc?
Or no, can I it just don't be, think so.
Okay. Whatever. It's running from October 1st to March 31st, 2010. Excuse me. But it's only in Europe. And in addition to that, Nick.
Yeah. That it was their response to people saying, what do we do with our UMD games? And they say, keep them, buy the PSP Go, rebuy them, and then you'll get 3 free games from us. We love you. Screw you.
Everyone was like, okay, PSPs, you're going to be able to convert your UMDs maybe at a station, at like a game store, but they're not,
offering that. Gone. Anymore. In the past.
Yep.
Yeah, so they're not doing that anymore.
I'll keep my PSP.
Yeah, they say they're trying to come up with an alternate way to make these games digital, but
I doubt they're going to do anything.
So basically those...
Why wouldn't they? Yeah, it's stupid. It doesn't seem like it's that difficult of a system. You should be able to put in the serial number for the game you own, or at least put the game in your drive and then download it.
So anyways, the UMD is dead, and there's no plan on bringing it back.
No, I thought they were still going to manufacture for the PSP UMDs.
Oh, are they?
Yeah, I think so. What are they going to do?
It's because the reason why they're digital is because the PSP Go doesn't have a UMD drive.
So what are they still making?
Because you still have to make PSP games.
Because they said that this isn't a replacement for the PSP.
Oh, so it's like the DS.
Except the DSi plays DS games.
That's what they
said. Gotcha. Yeah.
Now it has, yeah, because they're making DSi-specific games.
Yeah, but the difference between the PSP Go and the DSi is that the DSi can play DS games, and the PSP Go can't play PSP games.
Yeah,
because there's no drive.
Yep.
All right, so anyways, talking about the digital distribution, a lot of retailers are upset about that, and some of them across the world are refusing to sell PSP Go's. There's a big chain in Denmark, and then EB... in Australia is refusing to sell them.
So Danny, how are you going to get your PSP Go?
I really hope it kills it.
He's going to have to import it. He should have gotten it while he was here.
He's not going to be allowed to get a...
it's going to be embargoed.
Left 4 Dead 2 either.
Why not?
Ban in
Rob's
Australia.
Rob's looking to fix it, though. Don't worry.
Man.
Yeah. They said that they're appealing it now.
Oh. I see. Let's see. The PS3 is rumored to start selling PS2 and Dreamcast games in the future. Complete rumor. There's nothing to confirm or deny about that.
No, there is. There is.
There is?
On the PlayStation Network, Power Stone. Didn't you hear that?
No.
Yeah. Didn't they announce that? I swear they announced that yesterday.
Did they? I don't know. I didn't see anything about it.
It might be only in Japan at the moment, but they said Power Stone was in the PlayStation Store.
Huh. Sweet. All right, so maybe that is
people,
true.
People check your facts in case I'm retarded on this one, too. But I swear that I read that.
Let's see. They also announced at TGS a Final Fantasy XIII PS3 Slim. Looks pretty cool. It's like a whitish-pink color, and it's got a pink etching of lightning on it. And it's going to be 250 gigabytes, comes out December 17th, the same date as Final Fantasy, but only in Japan. And also, there's a new Last Guardian trailer out. You should go and watch that because it's going to be an awesome game.
Yeah, is the trailer that you saw the one that is along with the developer talking about making it?
Yep.
Okay.
Is there another one?
No, because that one has the trailer on the end, yeah. So I wasn't sure yeah. if you saw just the trailer or if you saw the developer talking about why he wants to make the
that
game.
That game's going to be the best thing ever.
Yeah, he talks about the creature and how it's not like... Everybody knows that it, like people keep calling it a griffin.
Those animals don't exist. So yeah, says the developer. He made it up out of his head.
Griffins? Exactly. He said it's. No. He said it's like a. It's just a combination of a bunch of different animals that they like made up.
It's a chimera, then.
I actually had a dream the other night that I just recalled. Now we're talking about this. That I was talking about. It's a weird dream. I was talking about Last Guardian with the guys from Meg 64. It was weird. I don't know.
What did
but
you
I had
say
pants
about
off.
It?
Ooh, sexy.
Ooh. Did they have their pants off?
Was this in real life, or was that in the dream that you had your pants off?
I sleep without pants, but with a shirt on.
Oh, I sleep with two pants, but with no shirt on.
I sleep with... the reason why I do that is because I wear my pants as a shirt.
Oh, of course. Okay. Of course. Let's see. Two other things. There's some speculation that Best Buy might be looking to buy GameStop, but... like the expense to do that would be like $4 billion, which is more than Best Buy has. So
wait until Black Friday, and then they'll have that money.
Yeah, right.
American.
And then Rare. There was a question to Rare about GoldenEye on Xbox Live or WiiWare, and Rare said no. There's no way that it's going to come out. There was a time where maybe it could come out, but then there was the whole Nintendo Microsoft dispute, and now it's just gone. So, don't look forward to that ever in the future.
I'm still going to look forward to it, even though you told me not to.
Okay, that's fine. So, when it comes out, you'll be really excited.
Rare, though, I'm excited. Yeah. Rare has been on a roll. Viva Pinata is awesome. Banjo-Kazooie Nuts and Bolts is awesome. They came out...
My real dream...
The 360
Avatar. 360
Avatar
is perfect. Good pricing for the Avatar store.
Mm-hmm.
They need Jet Force Gemini
400 Microsoft points for the lightsaber.
Oh, you say Jet Force Gemini Arcade?
Mm-hmm.
No, they need that needs to be there or
that
Jet Force Gemini 2.
That would be awesome.
Too. They should make that.
Oh my God. Rare, if you're listening to this, all of you at the company, all 500 employees or whatever, if you're all sitting around listening to this podcast, first, thanks.
On one iPod inside of an iHome. 15,
20 years of great games, however long you've been in business making good games.
And
yeah,
a few
years
of terrible games.
Terrible games. But I'm not going to hold that against you. Grabbed by the Ghoulies sucked. Cameo, not good. Perfect Dark Zero, mediocre. But let's not get hung up on that. Anyway, come out with Jet Force Gemini 2. It's just as a favor to me, as a favor to Nick,
as a favor to the world.
You know, there's a lot of tough times right now. You know, a lot of people losing their jobs. Me.
Jet Force Gemini could just be there, you know, to hold people's hands, to make
if
them feel
Barack
better
Obama
about
was a good president, if Barack Obama was a good...
Pregnant women happy while they give birth to their kids.
If Barack Obama was a good president, he'd have...
Yeah, but then they could miscarry,
universal Jet
LOL.
Force Gemini for everyone.
Good one, God.
We'd get on that plan a public option. Nice. Jet Force Gemini. There you go, and a death panel.
No, but then a bunch of retards would storm the Capitol.
We should have a death panel. I'm all for
it. Well,
that.
I would like a death panel if I'm on the death bunch panel, because I want that kind of power.
Death panel. Isn't death panel playing Ozfest this year?
Yeah. All the.
Their
all
new
the members
album
of Death Panel.
Sick.
I heard
so
Hillary
dark.
Clinton's on Death Panel.
Death Panel reuniting for Ozfest. Sold out show. Joe Satriani. His face will be exploded by the sheer metal.
So is that it for this episode? We didn't have a main topic?
Yeah. I don't know. Do you guys have any other stuff
okay,
from
no,
TGS?
Okay, I'm
like
sorry.
Dead Rising 2?
Yes. Okay. Thank you. You were there's no way we're going to miss talking about Dead Rising 2.
I've got your back, Nick.
Ever since E3 ended and there was no Dead Rising 2, and then Capcom said that, oh, we'll be at Tokyo Game Show, I've been counting down the days. And then for the first two
days. How many
days?
How many
nothing,
days were it? Was it?
Was what?
I can speak English. Don't worry.
Oh, no. I don't know how to count, actually.
Oh, okay. Well, that's a problem.
Yeah. Right. But anyway, it finally came. TGS, first 2 days, nothing but the E3 trailer we've already seen. And then today, oh man, today was a gameplay blowout. They talked about the new Terror is Reality, which looks like multiplayer. It has to be.
The video is multiplayer of the game.
Oh, you're right. Never mind. You're right. The video is multiplayer. So it's got multiplayer. It's this crazy arena battle game where you just kill zombies. And it's got different like little mini games. I don't know how it's going to tie in, if it does tie into the main story. But then there was the gameplay footage of the demo where Chuck Green, the new main character, is in the casino killing zombies with a bunch of new weapons, including football bombs, a pitchfork.
Hold on. Can I get a football bong? 420.
Oh, yeah.
Beatles Rock Band.
The pitchfork shotgun. You stab a guy in the chest with a pitchfork and you blow him off the end with the shotgun. And then it's got an electronic wheelchair with two submachine guns taped to the arms. You can ride around shooting people. New swords.
Can you become Mega Man and shoot people with plasma?
I don't know yet, but you can run and gun in this game.
All right. Well, that's a start.
I wonder if they're going to put any other Capcom characters.
It's going to be Dead Rising versus Capcom.
I have to say is screw everybody else, because this game was awesome. Looks awesome. Alan Wake.
Let's talk about Alan Wake.
You can go eat. No. We don't need to. Dead Rising 2. You can go eat a penis for dinner. Put it in a bun and choke on it, Alan Wake. Screw you, Gears of War 3, Halo Reach. Screw you, Final Fantasy Disidesia. We don't need you. We got Dead Rising 2. It's going to be the bomb. It's going to be the football bomb. There we go.
You know what else
is my
bomb?
Review.
Shenmue's pants.
Yeah, Shenmue has got great pants.
Mm-hmm.
Slacks, video games.
Pants
That's next
slacks.
Week's topic.
Yeah.
That's slacks and
slacks
video games.
Slacks and pants and video games. Tell us about some of your favorite.
I'm
going to
talk about two things real fast before we go, but Dollhouse is almost on.
Thing. It is.
Penny You're Arcade like it. Had a webcomic of 2008 that Jack put in the chat, 2008, October 3rd, where it's the worst worst webcomic of all time. They accidentally made the worst one that insults Gamer Grub. Gamer Grub is delicious. It's healthy for you. I'm making a movie. It's a lot like Super Size Me. It's going to be... I'm going to have to come up with a funny name for it, but...
Gamer Grub Me.
Gamer Grub Down.
Grub One Out. Grub One Out.
And it's going to be me eating Gamer Grub for the rest of my life. And it's going to be an ongoing documentary. So I'll put out a movie every 10 years. And nothing but Gamer Grub. I'm not even going to drink anything. Maybe if I get a sponsorship from them. But we'll see how that goes.
Yeah.
What about Game Fuel? You gotta have your Mountain Dew Game Fuel.
Not gonna. Mm-hmm. That's too mainstream.
But it's got World of Wildcraft.
But the other thing I want to talk about is
and Halo.
Didn't receive any emails from the last podcast? No fan art.
Yeah, we didn't.
I'm really disappointed.
What guys? What's up, guys?
We're gonna stop.
Matt was really looking forward to some of that fan art. And Alex too.
I looked up what Eiffel Tower means on Urban Dictionary, like Matt said. And I had some of the greatest mental images.
If you're listening to this right now, final words is just me and Alex Eiffel Towering Ash's mom from Pokemon. There you go. That's the picture. That's a picture somebody should be drawing and sending to us. WTpodcast@gmail.com.
So, Matt, do you want to offer some prizes with that?
Okay. You know what? The first person to send me a great fan art of that, of the Eiffel Towering situation of me and Alex, you can have a copy of Lord of the Rings Online, Minds of Moria. And that comes with a free 30 days. And I'll throw
listeners.
T-shirt with that, too.
What's that the MMO that's about boobs?
But I'm not kidding either.
What's it?
I'm not
the one
kidding
that's everywhere
either.
On the internet.
I'll really give you a free copy of Lord of the Rings Online, Minds of Moria with free 30 days and a free t-shirt if you make some fan art. There you go.
All right. Maybe I'll make it.
Podcast make members excluded.
Ah, well, that sucks. All right. So, yeah, I think we're out of stuff to talk about.
Nope, Dollhouse is
out of
stuff.
Anybody else got something? All right. So, yep. Contact us at WTPodcast@gmail.com. You can follow us on Twitter, Zelda WTP Podcast, or on Facebook, just look for Zelda Working Title Podcast. And our website is tinyurl.com/workingtitle, or the longer one, ztpsocialboard.proboards.com. We will see you guys later. Thank you, everyone, for
good night.
Talking tonight.
Bye.
Bye. Next
Unless
time.
Unless you listen, don't listen.
Wayne Knight. Next time.